I'm Robin Shanti, and welcome to the Dharma Wheel. This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from What Are Records, presenting David Wilcox's new CD, Vista, available in stores on June 13th, or you can get it now at davidwilcox.com. And starting things off, as always, Stephen Smith and In the Air.
Like the crack of the sand, cause they can't find nothing but they feel it in the air. Yeah, can you feel it out there? Come on everybody, put your hands in the air. Lift up your legs like you're going up the stairs, cause you got to get up in it when there's something in the air. Come on you critics, listen to my mantra, you get a ache if you try to fit me in a genre, cause I'm freaking out. I got to sing and shout to tell you about all the things my eyes have seen since I peeled them up off the corporate video screens. Nuns with drums marching against columns of soldiers with guns down the street, with some crazy cheerleaders dancing in a frenzy to the beat. Young man shot down by cops for trying to stop the bad crop coming down from the top non-violently, cause he would not go silently. All the way from Argentina to Prague, like fighting an international governmental smog. In the days when it's just so bad, youth raised sad, lots of people just going mad when they can't breathe the air cause the air ain't clean. Charge you more for water than they do for gasoline, enough to make the mother's man or woman use their brain and scream, let off steam, cause it's too much to bear. Don't strike a match, it might explode around here. Yeah, something in the air, going down, coming round, spreading everywhere, agitating people like the crack of a snare, cause they can't find nothing but they feel it in the air. Yeah, can you feel it out there? Come on everybody, put your hands in the air, lift up your legs like you're going up the stairs, cause you got to get up in it when there's something in the air. While the trees come down in the Amazon, young kids getting killed fighting tanks with stones by soldiers like drones. Look out, here come the clones, spending all day on the phone like they're scared to be alone. That's why so many kids are flipping lids, the rebels trying to get off the grid, cause it's corrupt, it's bound to erupt like a treadmill that just won't stop. The world wants peace but the bombs still drop. It's like we're just corporate prey. You can hear them say, what the hey, let's make a heyday of this global mayday and turn it into a great bag super max payday. But in reality everyone's taking the loss. The problem is no one here can find the boss to blame. It's insane, he's hiding in the rafters like laughter, getting worse faster and faster. It's time to shake this joint with laughter. Ay caramba, bring on the samba, make the people stop and stare, turn off the TV, get up off the chair. Yeah, something in the air, going down, coming round, spreading everywhere, agitating people like the crack of a snare, cause they can't find nothing but they feel it in the air. Yeah, can you feel it out there? Come on everybody, put your hands in the air, lift up your legs like you're going up the stairs, cause you got to get up in it when there's something in the air. Not a drop to drink. So much information, it's impossible to think. I'm on the brink, see the link. Everybody sees a drink to keep cool while the Titanic sinks. Don't blink. And back at home, they can't get homegrown no more. They got seeds designed so they won't grow. The heartland and not one fresh tomato. Unless you go to the store, it blows. Cause if you try to disrupt the flow from your pocket to the man, you'll end up in the can. All because you're trying to stop the world from hitting the fan. But in Brazil, they got people taking over private land. And in India, they're going to take over another dam. Kablam, the bombs drop in the Sahara sand. While the clear channel radio plays another boy band, but Mr. Jones, he don't understand. He just wants to reach for his favorite brand. It's like he can't connect his brain to his hand. Announcing, pronouncing, the tension is mounting. D-Day and counting, everybody here start bouncing. Something in the air, going down, coming round, spreading everywhere, agitating people like the crack of a snare, cause they can't find nothing but they feel it in the air. Yeah, can you feel it out there? Come on everybody, put your hands in the air, lift up your legs like you're going up the stairs, cause you got to get up in it with the something in the air. Yeah, something in the air, going down, coming round, spreading everywhere, agitating people like the crack of a snare, cause they can't find nothing but they feel it in the air. Yeah, can you feel it out there? Come on everybody, put your hands in the air, lift up your legs like you're going up the stairs, cause you got to get up in it with something in the air.
is the one who turned love into fear and hatred. And the ones who say they are above me and then point their fingers down at me, and the ones who judge me when I'm troubled, and they tell me on my street that I am lost, and they tell me on my doorstep that I will burn in hell. Jesus, protect me. Jesus, protect me from your followers. Like the ones who only speak with anger, they're screaming from my television while stealing from the hand that feeds them and demanding that you are the only way, while spitting in the face of love with one hand on the Bible and the other in the purse. Jesus, protect me. Jesus, protect me from your followers. Like the ones who turn their back on the dying and laugh in the face of pain and suffering, they would kill in the name of freedom. All the ones who would manipulate the Constitution and try to make laws of their opinions while walking shoulder to shoulder with greed and violence. To the ones who would start wars in your name, to the ones who would attack me for this song, I sing, Jesus, protect me. Jesus, protect me from your followers. Not all of them, just the ones who turn love into fear. They turn love into fear and hatred.
Met Jesus in the morning. He was waiting for a train. He said he thought it might be time to come down and explain how wrong it was to do some things and do them in his name. He said, after all, everybody's riding on this train. Met Buddha on the subway, on the subway underground. Saw his smile slowly fade and I saw him look around. He said he wished we'd understand and do so in his name. He said, after all, everybody's riding on this train. Met Al on the L train above the city streets. We rattled down the railway line and looked down on the meek. He said he wondered why it was some never feel the pain. He said, after, everybody's riding on this train. Mm-hmm. devil standing at the station in the rain. He had a smile upon his face, self-satisfied and vain. Said heaven is its own reward, I don't have to explain. Said after all, everybody's riding on this train.
The devil is un-American, and he has to be destroyed. Throughout the foreign world, where his demons are deployed. In anybody's country, on anybody's sea. When you're exorcising evil, you invent your own morality. In the language of the prophecies, they talk about a time when they wage the final battle for the kingdom of divine. And in the valley of the showdown, the fires will rage, and God's ferocious hand will turn the final page. Fundamental frenzy, fundamental rage, fundamental frenzy taking us back to the middle age. They're counting down the hours and their brains are sand as they reach for Armageddon with their eager little hands. And there's a fish head on a nose cone triggered to explode, and a disappearing future at the end of the glory road. Now I don't mind your religion or the cut of your clothes, but I gotta keep my eye out to where your shadow goes. You wanna meet your maker, that's your choice to choose. You wanna take me with you, I'm gonna have to refuse. Fundamental frenzy,
fundamental race. Fundamental friends are taking us back to the middle age.
So music from Jim Page, Fundamental Frenzy. Before that, David Francie and a tune called Mornin' Train. Tim Easton, a new find for me. Got to thank Jeff Rosenberg for turning me on to that. That song was Jesus Protect Me From Your Followers, or JPMFYF. It's from his brand new CD called Ammunition, and he'll be performing tonight at Mississippi Studios at 8 p.m., and that's you can check out the details at mississippistudios.com. Tim Easton, E-A-S-T-O-N. And Stephen Smith started off with the Dharma Wheel theme song, In the Air. Well, I hope you're having a nice rainy Thursday out there. And I have a pair of tickets to give away. Curtis Salgado, who is a legendary Portland blues man, harmonica player, unfortunately has liver cancer. And there's going to be an amazing show on June 13th, my birthday, at Theater of the Clouds at the Rose Garden Arena, a concert for Curtis. Taj Mahal is going to be there, the Curtis Salgado Band, Steve Miller, Robert Cray, Everclear, the Phantom Blues Band, Little Charlie and the Nightcats, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of surprise guests. And Bobby Torres is going to be there as well. And so if you would like a pair of tickets for the concert for Curtis on June 13th at the Theater of the Clouds at the Rose Garden Arena, call the front desk at 503-231-8032. Well, coming up next is some music from a Dharma Wheel favorite, Danny Dolinger. And this is from Danny's CD, Rome Wasn't Burnt in a Day. And he has a brand new CD out, and he's going to be here later this afternoon at 1 o'clock. And he'll be playing some live cuts, and he's also going to be performing at the Spiral Rhythms Festival. So here's a classic Danny Dolinger, and we'll be hearing some new music from him a little later on.
Things that bind. frontier to your door. Out on the front line, looking into the abyss, where a ghost of a chance is a thing not to miss. Keep an ear to the east, you will hear me. Thank you for keeping your spirit near me. So the cowards and I are singing to a ghost of a chance, hope eternal spring in out of the find you, carrying only this message of love from the earth and the sky and the hawk and the dove. We all love you and we wanted to remind you. Look to the stars, hear through the dissonance, there are voices crying out on the ghost of a chance, and the ghost of a chance will
the car. street.
Thank you.
brass bosses give the nod. It's a setback for your country. Bombs and trenches all in rows. Bombs and threats still ask for more.
From Midnight Oil, U.S. Forces. And that's from a live acoustic Midnight Oil CD called The Real Thing. Before that, we heard from Joe Strummer with Johnny Appleseed. Something was kind of screwed up with that Peter Gabriel tune, Shaking the Tree. Sorry, we didn't get to hear that whole thing. Toshi Regan before that with Where Are You Gonna Be Standing? She played that a couple of weeks ago at Mississippi Studios, a great, great show. Casey Neal before that with Breathe Life, and Danny Dollinger started the set off with Ghost of a Chance, and Danny will be here playing live at 1 p.m. Well, this is Robin. You're listening to the Dharma Wheel on your community radio station, KBOO in Portland. And since Jeff turned me on to that song earlier, and he's here in the studio with me today, I'm going to play another song he turned me on to by a guy named Hamill on Trial, who is going to be at the Vancouver Folk Festival this summer, third week in July, and is currently on Ani DeFranco's label. And this is a tune of his called Values.
my son is more than one. He's more than two, he's less than three. He tries to talk to me about this, about that, about his coat, about his hat, about birds, about the weather. And he's putting words together, and he's forming little phrases. He's got little verbal phases, and he's challenging me. He's got his own personality. I tell him, little boys gotta pick up their toys, and what he then said exploded my head. He said, Dad, let me get this straight. The President of the United States, from everything I heard, is arguably the most powerful position in the world. You're gonna knock me over with a feather. Listen to him putting those words together. That's pretty advanced noise. All I want him to do is pick up his toys. He said, we're over in Iraq, and there's no sign of turning back. Now, aren't these people dying on both sides, pain and crying? Well, that's a lot for a child of three, but I answered him yes, honestly. And he said, Dad, am I out of my mind? But the weapons of mass destruction they did not find. I said, no, son, no. WMD was a no-show. And he said, Dad, they proved that Iraq had nothing to do with the 9/11 attack. I said, I can't argue with you, because everything that you say is true. And then from the mouth of the littlest of boys, he said, Dad, I ain't picking up my fucking toys. I said, fine. It doesn't take a lot of brains to see in this new world chaos reigns. If it can't make sense no more, take off your diaper, take a shit on the floor. Values, values, values. I said, we're getting in a sweat. What do you say we study the alphabet? He said, Dad, we've been over this before, but let's go over it one time more. He said, Dad, you ain't no fool. Is there some kind of presidential school, some kind of test or exam to show that you're the qualified man? I mean, from everything I hear, let me see if I'm clear. People are voting him in because they want to socialize with him and a beer. That ain't no qualification for a man to be leading a nation. What if you saw a guy from the bar emerging? Would you say he'd make a fuck of a surgeon? He's a nice guy, although no education. I'm gonna let him do my wise brain operation. Dad, I'm gonna hold off on class. You can stick the alphabet up your values, values, values. So we're down at the playground, running round, safe and sound. The kids are on the slides and the swings, falling down. But they're only three or two, and they fight over toys as little kids do. And when I tell my son he's got a share, when he comes up with this, all I can do is stare. He said, I'm an isolationist, Dad. That kid made me really f***ing mad. I don't need him or NATO. God chose me. It's fate. Oh, values are tough to teach the child when the president has gone completely wild. I put my kid in his room and I lock the door. And I tell my wife I can't take it no more. Values, values, values.
I wish I had a hammer, I'd hit you over the head. One just like Maxwell's, I'd make you get dead. I wish I had a button under my finger I could push. 'Cause death and violence, you know it gives me such a rush. No one can stop me, yeah, I saw it on TV. I wish I had a razor, I'd shave my legs. And 89 cents to buy stockings and jumbo eggs. Wish I had a blow dryer, then I could dry my head. Then I'd look like Barbie, I'd go out, find Ken and go to bed. No one can stop me, yeah, I saw it on TV. Imagination, 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 I don't need it no more. TV, 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 Wish I had a sports car and teeth so smooth and bright. Mansions and a pool bar and ships passing in the night. I wish I had a computer, then I'd be really smart. I'd program everything until it came apart. No one can stop me, yeah, I saw it on TV. Sing it with me this time. No one can stop me, yeah, I saw it on TV. No one can stop me, yeah, I saw it on TV. TV, 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 TV.
Migrated, they flew out with the season. We watched them from the long grass take their wings and fly. Everyone with somewhere to go had already gone there. The season burning low, the long grass in your hair, following sky. Navigate by the sound of waves and fly, fly, fly. The upper heights left me amazed, and once I clipped my wings one time, I won't do that again. And I lay a feather at your feet on the day that we were talking. You said the freest you've ever felt is when you're out there walking. And we walked through together, across the world, the long grass, and over all the oceans, falling through the air, following sky. Navigate by the sound of waves and fly, fly, fly. The upper heights left me amazed, and once I clipped my wings one time, I won't do that again. I won't do that again. I won't do that again. And the sky is wild and open. It's open like an orchestra. It's open like a window to stars and bells and laughter. The moon is in the sky, catching all the sunshine, and I'm catching how the light shines in the open of your eyes. Your eyes. Your eyes. Your eyes. And you said that you can feel it in the wind around the corners. Something's coming back. It's been a long, long time away. And when the world is over, will you still be with me? Watching from the tall grass, the great returning, following sky. Navigate by the sound of waves and fly, fly, fly. The upper heights left me amazed, and once I clipped my wings one time, won't do that again, I'll be following sky. Navigate by the sound of waves and fly, fly, fly. The upper heights left me amazed, and once I clipped my wings one time, won't do that again, won't do that again, won't do that again, I'll be following sky.
And woodpecker woman, chip away, whittle, carve my name in a hickory fiddle, dance all night, dream just a little, I go like the raven. Down in the meadow, deep in the holler, bullfrog sing to the bug-eyed crawler, slide to the rake, hop to the collar, reel with the willow waving. Shine the merlin moonbeam, I set my dancing feet to fly over the dark and nervous sky, I go like the raven, yeah. A cat and a Cody yeller locked me down in a soda cellar, fed me beans and bacon. Through the doorway he did enter, played him coy, played him tender, played him slumber. Through the winter, gone when the birds awaken. Shine the merlin moonbeam, I set my dancing feet to fly over the dark and nervous sky, I go like the raven.
Pyramids, so sphinxes lie. Head of dog, Osiris Eye. I'm working for the Pharaoh. And it's Egypt land, Egypt land. We're all living in Egypt land. Tell me, brother, don't you understand? We're all working for the Pharaoh. A ditch, I shape a stone, another battlement for his throne. Another day on earth is flown. We're all working for the Pharaoh. Now you call it England, you call it Spain. Egypt rules with a whip and chain. Moses, free my people again. We're all working for the Pharaoh. And it's Egypt land, Egypt land. We're all living in Egypt land. Tell me, brother, don't you understand? We're all working for the Pharaoh. The princes kneel. Far beneath, we shoulder the wheel. We're all working for the
Richard Thompson live, and the name of that CD is, I can never pronounce the title, I think it's Celt Schmerz. That's a live CD I picked up at one of his shows once. Don't know how widely available that is. Before that, Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer with I Go Like the Raven from Drum Hat Buddha. Timothy Hull with Following Sky. Alice DiMicelli with TV. I had to play that song because I was recently living in a house that had, satellite TV with TiVo, and I've never experienced TiVo before, and when we had to turn it off and go cold turkey, I realized I had become very addicted to TiVo, so that song was in honor of all of you who are addicted to TiVo out there. And Hamel on Trial started the set off, and a song called Values. This is KBOO Portland. I'm Robin, and I am so delighted to welcome Danny Dolinger back to Portland. Hey, Danny.
Hi, Robin. I am so delighted to be welcomed back to Portland. It's great to see you.
Well, tell folks where you've been living lately. Other than the road.
Right, yeah. Well, I didn't do a gig in all of 2005. I spent the year taking folks from the hills of West Virginia out to talk primarily to churches and rotary clubs about mountaintop removal coal mining and how it's destroying the lives of particularly rural folks in central Appalachia. And I would highly recommend that anybody who, if you think you know something about mountaintop removal, especially if you don't, just Google mountaintop removal and look at the industry side of things, look at the progressive side of things, and you will be amazed to find out that, clear cutting is just such a phenomenal thing, and then you multiply that by about 100, and that's what you're looking at with mountaintop removal. They'll blast 1,000 feet off the top of a mountain and fill it into the adjoining valleys. 1,500 miles of streams, it's estimated, have been covered up and destroyed forever by valley fill from mountaintop removal. Wow. 1 million acres gone.
Well, and I would assume that the Bush appointee, who's in charge of all of that, I remember when the last mining disaster happened, you know, a couple of months ago, that the person who was in charge of that was a former mining company executive.
Yes.
And he seems to have...
But there's also, in fairness, there has really been a bipartisan effort to destroy Central Appalachia. It's been a dumping ground for the country, a place that has been kept marginalized for a purpose. That's where, you know, my dad's a hillbilly. I'm a hillbilly once removed.
All right, so, hillbilly anyway, hippie.
But I didn't come to talk about that. I come to talk about the draft. And that this weekend, if you want to, you know, put your mind on such things or take your mind off of such things, I'm going to be playing at the Spiral Rhythms Festival out in Klickitat, Washington this weekend, which is why I'm here.
And that started today.
It did, in fact, and we'll be going through Sunday. And you can get directions and all the information you need at spiralrhythms.org. And rhythm, how many folks know how to spell rhythm?
There's two H's. I know that.
Yep. R-H-Y-T-H-M-S. No consonant in the second syllable. Rhythms. And so if you go to spiralrhythms.org, you can get directions out and find out about prices and all that stuff. And it's going to be, Betsy Holt, Jim Page, Peg Mahatma Millet, also known as Peg Malay. John Self and Jordan
and David Ray and Curtis Chamberlain.
Chamberlain, yeah. Did I mention Betsy Holt?
You did.
Betsy is going to be there. So it's music, magic, and activism. So it's, you know, it's definitely a KBOO event. It's got your name all over it out there, radio listener. So come on out to Klickitat.
Yeah, I'm hoping to at least get out there on Saturday.
Excellent. I'll buy you a pony.
All right. Well, why don't we hear a song while you're here, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit and talk about the new recording that's coming out. And I assume you're going to play a new song right now.
Well, I sure will. Let's see.
And I shouldn't assume. If you'd like to do something else, we've got lots of time.
Yeah, well, it's, let's see. What do I want to play from the new album, Sure? I took my love out for a date. How could I know I was sealing my fate when I lifted the bun from the burger on my plate? My honey bunny muffin one cried, look out, look out, look out, look out, but it was too late. Meet Patty from outer space, jumped off the bun and attached to my face. They're out to get the human race. Meet Patty from outer space. They came from another galaxy in ships made of polystyrene. And they may look serene, but they're really kind of mean. They're wicked, cruel, and nasty, but they have a saving grace. They will remove your acne when they remove your face. Meet Patty from outer space, jumped off the bun and attested my face. They're out to get the human race. Meet Patty from outer space. Oh God, I hope I get this lead right. It's harder than it looks. Saw a burger lamb with a splat on a lady in a flowery hat. She said, excuse me, please, I ordered mine with extra cheese. And there were burgers jumping off of the grill, shouting things like, kill, kill, kill. This planet's gonna take a licking. Next time I'll have the tofu chicken. Meet Patty from outer space, left off the bun and attested my face. They're out to get the human race. Meet Patty from outer space. Space, 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 space.
That was awesome. Danny Dolinger here in the KBOO studio.
Thank you.
So tell us about the new CD. Is there an actual release date coming up?
It is my goal. You know, our goal was to have it done by Memorial Day, and very similar process to Rome. Working with a couple of fellows who just kind of invested some time, wanted to do an album with me. So it was produced by my good friend Randy Auksher, who you might know from playing bass with Robert Hoyt over the various times in the 90s, and his brother-in-law Bruce Chandler, and we actually got it done in pretty quick order, and the album turned out. I think that we were all three pretty pleasantly surprised with it, and so we decided rather than to rush to get it pressed, we're actually going to spend some time this summer putting out this kind of pre-release and giving some folks, you know, that like they're at Kerrville right now. I'll be joining them next week and we'll be, you know, it's like I've had, you know, I've got a copy to you. I've got Jeff Rosenberg, Casey Neal, Ian Drake, all of these very, very wise people listening to this CD for commentary, you know, so that we might wiggle a little bit here and there and actually, you know, we want to do so, you know, that's why we're not rushing to press it, is to get a little bit more outside opinion because we like it so much. We think that we may be a little bit too close to it to judge it objectively.
Well, it's been a while.
10 years.
Yeah, we've been waiting a long time.
10 years. Yeah, I've been waiting a long time, too. And that was a primary thing that I learned from this experience, is like I'm really dedicated to not letting another 10 years go by, because your studio skills atrophy. And, you know, 10 years ago was the first, you know, studio work that I did, and I was just beginning to pick up some snap to it, and, you know, and I lost a lot of that over the past 10 years.
Well, that's funny you said that, because when I was playing Ghost of a Chance earlier today, I turned to Jeff and I said, you know, this is an amazingly produced album. I said, I love the arrangement on this song. And that doesn't happen too often on folk artists, although I wouldn't necessarily classify you as folk, but
one guy, one guitar.
Right.
Better than, I'd rather be classified as folk than singer-songwriter.
Yes. Okay. Well, anyway, it's great, and I'm delighted to have a copy in my hands that I'll be able to share with our listeners. Why don't we hear a song from it?
I think that that would be just an outstanding thing. Of course, I'm prejudiced, but I'm really partial to the album. It's called Significant Gains, and if anybody wants to get an early copy of it, come on out to spiralrhythms.org. And also, you can shoot me an email at dannydolinger.com or go to my new website, Danny Dolinger. Or actually, I was going to say Danny Dolinger at Yahoo, but there is a skeleton of a website up. I'm going into business at this point. I'm going to sell CDs. It's my intention to make hundreds of dollars a year for the next several years of my life.
Well, we hope that's really thousands. But
so, this song, were you about to punch a button on
this
song?
No, I can wait a moment.
Yeah, this is this song is called, well, I guess I don't really need to set it up. It's a song about bunny rabbit hearts, and it's a song about the tender and painful indecencies of love and heartbreak. Love lost, love found, love lost again on a sad and dying planet.
And this is from Danny's forthcoming official CD from the preview copy. And what's the name of it?
Significant Gains, which is a line in this song.
Awesome.
Got a deer, John. You'd think she took a shotgun and pumped his heart full of lead. He couldn't get her out of his head. That's what he said. And said. And said and said and said and said and said. And he almost lost everything. After months and months of nothing but vacuous whining, he went through all 13 steps of a broken heart rehab, got a security gig in a biology lab where they paid him to do nothing else but stay awake all night. It's a really killer gig for a guy who likes to write. And Johnny writes love songs, wearing insulated gloves, gripping laboratory tongs. And whenever he gets writer's block or a case of frozen pen, he whips out a little bottle full of liquid nitrogen, which stores at a temperature minus hundreds of degrees. And everything it touches turns to instant brittle freeze. In the laboratory fridge full of biological parts, there's a special little box labeled bunny rabbit hearts. Johnny dips them in the nitrogen, drops them on the floor just to listen to him shatter, then he finds he can write some more. It's really no big deal. It helps to keep the man awake and reinforces his conviction that a heart can truly break. It's amazing what some folks won't do for pain. To you or me, such a thing would seem crazy, insane, but his therapist claims he's seeing significant gains, and it's rarely these days that you'll hear Johnny complain. Thank you.
brand new cut from Danny Dolinger, from the title cut from his new album, Significant Gains. Well, Danny, looks like we've got time probably for two more songs, and we'd love to hear some.
Well, I'd love to play them. Thank you so much for having me out. Thank you, Jeff Rosenberg, for being the consummate host and having the most awesome and unforgiving record collection of anybody I get to hang out with.
Records and books.
Yeah, it's so great to be here. And it's really an amazing thing after going through, you know, spending a year just doing activist work, doing outreach and education on conditions in Appalachia and not getting to go out and play gigs. It is, I cannot tell you how nice it is to be, as my mom would say, on that radio acting a fool. And this is a song about Virginia, and this is, I'm going to send this one out to my mama. Oh, Virginia, you were my first love. For 20 years you helped me while my path was being found. My eyes upon your mountains and my feet upon your ground showed me the way, set my feet in motion, taught me a profound love for the forests and the ocean, and I'm blessed again to walk upon your shore. Oh, Virginia, I could not have asked for more. Is the balance okay? Oh, Virginia, you hold my heart still. You are as beautiful as any place that I have ever seen. Blew my mind with Blue Ridge Mountains, taught my soul to cherish green. Fed me well on your abundance till my path grew big and strong. Gave a focus to my vision and a center to my song. Freely gave my life the colors of your fall. You're in trouble now, Virginia, and I'm bound to heed the call. And there are those who would cut you down and grind you into dust. Out of wrong-headed, simple-minded, foolish money lust. But there's lots of us who love you, and we're bound to save you, honey, from a few drooling men at the pig trough slopped with money. Oh, Virginia, you are a fine love. And it is by your beauty and your grace that I came to believe. And you deserve much kinder treatment than you currently receive from the insatiable, nearsighted ones who practice to deceive. Who would leave you like a crater on the moon for us to grieve? I'll live my life to see that future not come true. Oh, Virginia, I am so in love with you. We are mighty, we are many, they are but a frightened few. And there's lots of us, Virginia, who truly are in love with you.
Well, beautiful, beautiful song. Do you find being back home in Virginia has affected your songwriting?
I've learned one cover this year. I mean, I think that it will, but I've been so busy, and it just like I worked a lot of 100-hour weeks, no fooling,
wow,
last year.
I remember those activist jobs.
Oh God, tithing time to nonprofit hell. The dust is just settling from that, and I'm going to write a suite of songs about the people of the coal fields and mountaintop removal. But what I've found, it's affected my playing. I've got a flat picking competition coming up in Mouth of Wilson, Virginia, which is where my folks lived for 25 years, where my dad grew up. And they just moved into a little bit larger town, but right at the foot of Mount Rogers, tallest mountain in Virginia, 30 miles to the closest traffic light. And, I'm seeing Sam Bush and Doc Watson and, you know, all these great, you know, pickers and getting back to some bluegrass roots. And undoubtedly it will affect my songwriting. It certainly affected that song. That's pretty recent.
Well, we sure miss you here in Portland.
Well, I'll be seeing you more.
Yeah, yes. Well, that's good. And we'll certainly be playing the new CD. And you can still catch Danny this weekend at the Spiral Rhythms Festival. Check out the details and directions at spiralrhythms.org. And we have time for one more song. And, Danny, I want to thank you so much for coming by. It's been far too long. And I hope it's not this long until you come back.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And, again, I'm so... so pleased to be here. So good to see you. I put a spell on you. Don't forget that, Robin Shanti, because you're mine.
I remember that, and it worked.
I don't want to be possessive in most other cases, but you are mine. That's why I put a spell on you. So you ain't going to have none of your fooling around. You ain't going to have none of your putting me down. This is an old song, and... you know, it's I'm just going to go ahead and say this on the air. It's something that hasn't been very, very few people have got, but every once in a while somebody will know where this song came from. The truth is that the first time I heard Driver 8, I said, man, that would be an excellent song if they'd written it about Racer X. So I just kind of wiggled it all around sideways and made a Racer X song. So for all you Speed Racer fans out there, and I hear that rumor is that Vince Vaughn is making a movie about Speed Racer and Racer X, and I sent a copy of this song to a bunch of potentates out there. Haven't heard anything back yet. So
also, well, that reminds me, I hear that your song was covered. Was it Rudy?
Rudy was covered by the Be Good Tanyas, yes.
Awesome.
And there's I think that your cohort has a recording of that. He has my copy of that recording, so that is available to you.
Well, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Maybe This Christmas Too, compilation album. Gosh, Dave Matthews is on there. All kinds of cool folks, you know, Bare Naked Ladies, I think. And Maybe This Christmas Too. Also, you know, it's like I just did an ego search on Google because I'm you know, looking at the new website and just starting to, you know, get back into the business end of things. And you can download one of my songs from Walmart's downloading service. And it's not my song. It's my cover of a Peter Wilde song on the Peter Wilde tribute album, Hold Me Up to the Light. So if you can buy a Danny Dolinger performance online from Walmart. I'm not saying that you should, but I was just pretty amazed that you could. And that album benefits Peter Wilde, who, you know, we all love. And I got to see him the other day. So I'm jabbering. It's so good to see you.
Well, I want to just mention to folks, too, that the new CD is available on DannyDolinger.com. And that's Dolinger with two L's.
One L.
One L.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there was a reason why I was spelling it. D-O-L-I-N-G-E-R.
Mm-hmm. And it's not available yet, but it will be soon, and we're going to start taking pre-orders very soon as well. So you go to the website and just look and see what a great job Bruce Chandler did of putting up a website for us to get started. And I think, quite honestly, Robin, it's going to make us all rich. You know, as I've been saying to Rosenberg, I'll tell you, start choosing your bling, okay? Pick your bling. All right. Someday I'll reveal my true identity as Speed's brother, Rex Racer, but for now I must maintain my secret identity as Racer X. In the early light I hear the motors running like an earthquake coming just before the dawn. I've heard that sound before, I know that they are coming, it's exciting, we are pleased, the race is on. Speed has a girlfriend and a young boy and a chimpanzee who always travel with him when he drives. Rex often wonders, does the monkey have a trunk key, cause they travel in the trunk of the Mach 5. As they draw nearer, all the people hit the deck for a chance to view the mysterious Racer X. Racer X, ooh, ooh, always jamming down the track. Racer X, ooh, ooh, like he's never coming back. Rex has a brother and they both were taught to win, though the day came when they raced for different teams. Speed has a brother that he hasn't seen in years. Sometimes he hears his brother talking in his dreams. They race with villains who want to destroy the world.
the kind of folks that really don't belong. They crash and die a lot, but Racer X and Speed don't even care, because they both know right from wrong. Few people ever measure up to the high specs of Speed Racer and his buddy Racer X. Racer X, ooh, you're a credit to the race. Racer X, ooh, no one's ever seen your face. Sometimes he thinks of Trixie, yeah. Sometimes he thinks of Trixie, and the mask it hides, the tear that's in his eye, he thinks of Trixie. Racer X have been good buddies now for years. They love to win, but mostly love to race. I wonder if they ever get together to drink beers. You know they very often tie to take first place. Though he never takes his mask off, Racer X is very cool, and Speed knows that he will always be a friend. They slide around the corner to an earthquake and a rock slide, and it looks like this could really be the end.
Tune in for next week's exciting episode.
Could it be that the one who stacks the decks has finally got your number, Racer X? Racer X, ooh, why you always wear a mask? Racer X, ooh, why does no one ever ask?
Those fingers were a-flying on that song. Danny Dolinger, thanks again. Great song, brought me back to my youth.
Thank you so much, Robin. And why did I put a spell on you? Why?
Because I'm yours.
That's right.
Okay. And stay tuned for John Talley coming up next, and I'm going to go out with my boy George Harrison.